You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob. And this is episode number 484. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. Hope everybody is killing it, getting your Christmas shopping done.
Christmas those new shopping. Drones. Kill me now.
Don't forget. Wow, that's the Christmas spirit.
I'm the type of guy, Rob, where I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to get 80 gift cards to Amazon and boom, 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 send them out.
You know,
is that just the internet entrepreneur in me? Is that just like the lazy internet? Hey, I've got this beautiful thing.
I don't think it is. I think it's a paradigm shift. So last night, so we had our Drone You Christmas party last night.
Uh-huh.
And one of the things that we did was exchange gift cards, right? And so we were there at the store, my wife and I getting the gift cards. And this lady, this little 7-year-old lady in front of us bought like 15 gift cards.
Really?
So clearly she was buying for the grandkids. So no, I don't think it's weird. It's kind of the way people do things now,
I think it's cool because if you tell everyone you want an Amazon gift card and you just build up Amazon gift cards, then you can buy things like, you know, like new drone batteries or a Mavic. Yeah. I have enough. We literally have enough Amazon credit right now to buy a Mavic, almost all out. So
I would love one, Paul. Thank you.
After having one in Puerto Rico for a week, I will say
we need another
one. That thing is incredibly useful.
I might just buy another one.
Well, talking about incredibly useful things, we've got to say special thanks to our sponsors, which there are two today. I'm going to throw you off. The first sponsor is Rob in that big bald head of his. Why? Because he sponsored Living the Drone Life, our book. We actually did this together. I know it says Living the Drone Life, Paul Aiken with Rob Burdick and Tim Ray, but I could not have done any of this without you guys, and it has been such an amazing collective. I mean, you know, there is the solopreneur, and I totally understand the idea of a solopreneur, but I think so much is lost socially with that, and I think it's a lot less fun, and I've loved doing this book with you, and, you know, one thing...
Awesome.
You know, a lot of people say, you know, why did you write the book? The whole idea is to progress the industry through education and give people a formula of, you know, how to start your business or how to fly well. And I think it's really going to help a lot of people. You know, the book is already number one in its category. It's got more reviews than any other drone book on the market.
So thank you.
Yes. Thank you so much, guys. The book has been flying off the shelves. I forget the number that's been sold already in the first week. It's over four figures right now. So it's huge.
It's been a great launch. And again, I'm just thankful that people are receiving it well.
Yes.
And hopefully it helps people because, we know there are a lot of folks out there that want to live the drone life. Well, and this just kind of gives them a little bit of a peek into how to go about doing that.
That's exactly right. And we know it's been helping out a lot of people. We've been seeing the reviews, people who've been saying, like, Paul and Rob, if it weren't for you guys, like, I don't know what I'd be doing right now. And that really means a lot to us, guys. So thank you very, very much. If you want to check out the book, Living the Drone Life, written by yours truly and Mr. Rob Burdick over here, check it out, droneyoubook.com. Now, talking again about useful things, videoblocks.com. A lot of you guys know when I live the drone life, I provide packages to my clients. It's not just drone video. It's ground video. It's audio. There's sometimes interviews. I mean, there's so much that goes into it. And VideoBlocks is really a great resource to find audio clips, video clips. There's hundreds of thousands of clips on there, and they have this subscription-based model. So they've got some clips in there that are priced more, even though you buy the subscription, but there are hundreds of thousands of clips that are included with your subscription. And as a listener to this podcast, if you go to videoblocks.com/drone2016, is that right?
That is right.
You will save $100 on a subscription to AudioBlocks and VideoBlocks. So you get copyright-free music, transitions, segues, some B-roll. For example, I needed some B-roll of this castle in Puerto Rico. I'm going to go to VideoBlocks to try and find it.
Cool.
Yeah. I haven't looked yet, but I'm going to need some. So,
you weren't able to get any?
No, I haven't looked yet.
No, I know, but when you were there...
I got a lot, but I didn't make it to the castle. Gotcha. Because, well, you know, I had a traveling fiasco.
Yeah, sounds like quite an adventure.
Last week. Yeah, well, you know, when I say that our trainers train from experience, I am not kidding. I mean, I still do this every week. I still live the drone life. I still fly for other people. In fact, I've got to go down to Roswell on Thursday to go film a shopping center.
Oh, really?
That's for sale for a commercial developer.
Cool. Yeah.
So I, you know, I like to, I found my niche of clients, and, you know, it's something that John Lee Dumas talks about is really find your niche. And, you know, you're going to hear him on the show here in the next week. I don't know when we're going to play that, but we've got that show recorded and done up because this year, 2017, if you're a DroneU member, you're really going to want to be focused and be around in January. We're starting a group on the Freedom Journal. So we're focusing a lot more this year on the business formula. So we've talked a lot about flying. All of the new flying classes are out. If you haven't checked out Vic Moss's class on photography, it's absolutely incredible. I have to say it's more thorough than anything I have seen on the market.
Yeah,
if
that's amazing.
If you're a DroneU member, it's free. You just go there, it's free. So other classes that have come out are the Advanced Aerial Videography course, all the cinematic movements that you've seen. And I know some of you are saying, well, there's other things on YouTube. Yeah, and if you want to shoot for a minimum, you should watch YouTube. But anyway, if you want to really live the drone life and have clients value your quality, you're definitely going to have to check that out. But this year, we're focusing a lot on business. Rob has already started on the outline for his new course. It's up there. But we are going to be really holding people accountable. We're really going to be acting as a group, as a collective, to advance ourselves because, I mean, that's what we're here for, right? So if you are a DroneU member, we're starting that in January, second week of January. So be excited. I would do it the first week, but there's a big, big thing going on the first week of January, Rob.
What is that?
That is the Consumer Electronics Show.
Yeah, maybe you'll see some of the folks out there.
CES.
It's nice to go to these things and run into DroneU members. It seems to happen all across the country.
It does. I'm going to have to probably carry a few books with me because people are like, can I get a signed book from you? And so I want to give some.
Well, hopefully they walk up to you with their book and say, hey, would you please sign this? That's the way that this is supposed to happen, right?
Yes, yes.
So they've already got their book.
But I won't sign any butt cheeks or upper chest areas. I'm just throwing that out there.
Really?
It just reminds me of like Happy Gilmore, you know, where like the little baby comes up and he's like signing the baby's head. So anyway.
Oh, yeah, no butt cheeks. Good to know.
Yeah. I'm just, you know, we're going
to
play
it safe
here, boys.
I feel much better about your trip to Vegas knowing that.
Oh, I'm going to be honest with you, Rob. I am so ready to not travel for a little while.
Yeah. I can imagine.
It's been nonstop, multiple countries.
It's been a busy travel year.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. All my profits went into travel. Anyway, well, let's get into today's question, talking about garnishing more attention for your drone business through the online world. So let's talk about that.
Good morning, Rob and Paul. This is Grant in St. Louis, Missouri. Just wanted to say thank you for all you do. My question today is about driving people to my website through a search engine. There are several ways to do this, pay-per-click, Google AdWords, and God knows I get enough junk mail every day from GoDaddy and other places telling me how I can increase my traffic through my website. What would be the best way that you would recommend to get people to my website when they type in drone pilot, drone service, aerial videography, etc., so that I can get my numbers up on my traffic? Thanks for all you do, and you have a great day.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a question that a lot of people have. And first of all, thank you, Grant, for sending it in. We really do appreciate it. No one says that anymore, huh? AskDroneU.com. If you've got a question, get those in, and we'll get to yours just as soon as we can. We appreciate it.
I need you to go to the World Wide
the World Wide Web.
Dot. Drone you
invented by Mr. Gore. So there's been some changes as far as we understand in this whole world of search and getting people to your site.
I've been doing actually a lot of training and research on this. I actually met with someone in Puerto Rico talking about Amazon stuff, you know, learning about Amazon as much as I can, and keywords and Google and Amazon work very similarly. I think this is something that is really interesting because a lot of people don't fundamentally understand how all of this works. But let's just start from a very basic place. Your website has got to be set up properly. It's not just, hey, let's put keywords here. Hey, let's do this. The keywords of your service should be in the title of your website. So, you know, you normally set up on the back end your SEO plugin if you're using WordPress, or if you're using Squarespace. The trick is to put the keywords in the title and the description of the page on the website, number one. And then you want to make sure you've got some articles discussing who you are, things you've done, stories about jobs that you've done on your website so people can get an idea of what that looks like. And the whole other idea, too, is to contribute for other people so that you get backlink to your site so your site grows organically.
Right.
You want to be you want to really be commenting and blogging about your website, but in a humble, kind of reluctant hero way. You don't want to be like going into Facebook groups and be like, oh, check out my cool new drone website. You know what I mean?
Sure.
It's got to be more strategic. But then once you've got a solid foundation, your keywords or your titles and your descriptions inlaid in your text, you've done the Google bot to index your website so you don't have to wait 90 days. You've done that, and now you're like, okay, I want to do some Google AdWords to really drive people to my website to become the authority in my area. I personally have actually read 3 books now on all of this because I'm working on this for not only DroneU, but for another client, a client that's near and dear to me. And one thing that I have learned is that the organization of your site is imperative. You have to have a web page on your site with each individual service that you do. Why? Because you want to set up Google extensions on your ads. A lot of people do not know this. Google actually ranks you as an advertiser so that when you're like, I want to focus on advertising myself as a business, as an aerial business, if your keywords on your site are not relevant to what you're pushing out, your ad rank goes down. Now, why is ad rank important? Ad rank is really important because if I try to say, I want to push living the drone life, I want to put that out there, I want to, you know, get it out there. If I'm ranked low, if my ad rank is 4 or below, it's going to cost, and the average bid is, say, $1 to just, you know, target living the drone life. If my ad rank is below 4, that dollar cost is now going to cost $2 per click.
Right.
But if my ad rank is above 6 or 7, now that cost is going down to 50 cents.
Okay.
So your ad rank and how relevant your website is to your advertisement is really important. And the way that you increase the ad rank is you do the extensions that are individual web services so that when someone searches you, they can say aerial photography construction, aerial hyperlapse videography, agricultural, like whatever you're doing. And guys, I cannot say this enough. Focus on your niche. Do not go all over the place because you'll be constantly going all over the place and you'll kill yourself slowly.
Well, and so as I understand it, Paul, just to dig a little bit deeper, sort of the old school was it was very keyword based.
Yeah.
And that seems to have changed significantly to the point where it's really, so Google is now looking at people and at your site and the content on your site in a way that says, are people going and reviewing this stuff and are they sticking around and reading it and spending a lot of time on a site? And as that happens, you're going to become
better and better.
Better and better in terms of search.
Yes, because the whole idea is that you've got a solid foundation. Mm-hmm. Other people are talking about you. That's the backlinks, right? You're setting up these pages to be your ad extensions. Now you're in Google. Mm-hmm. You've seen what you want to target. The way you set up and organize these ads is so important. Like one campaign should be your business, and then one ad group should be your service. Or you can even do campaigns for each service, and then each ad group is a word deviation from the service itself. So construction site monitoring versus construction site progression reports versus construction site aerial analysis. That would be three different ad groups.
And that's all stuff that you would do in the AdWords interface.
That's correct. Yes. Okay. Now, it's really important too. Here's the one kicker, and I wanted to leave everyone on this. Where should you be advertising this? You know, Google AdWords Network, Google all over the country. I would recommend that you stay away from the Google network, that you focus strictly on search. Why? Because you want people with a high intent. You want people who are looking, they are ready to buy, they're measuring out different services, and they're ready to go.
Yeah.
It's just that simple.
Right.
Now, that being said, when I say where, we've talked about just Google search, not the ad network, not the adjoining network. It's so important for you to just focus on your service area. So if I'm in Albuquerque, I just want to focus on a 50-mile radius of Albuquerque.
Why is that so important?
Because why are you going to pay for ads in Minnesota when it's cold outside, you're not the local authority, and it's going to cost you a lot of money to travel there?
Because people are generally going to want to hire somebody that's local in the first place.
That's correct.
I mean, I think we all agree that, and obviously our economy is growing to the, what's grown, whatever, we're a world economy, but nonetheless, people still like working with somebody they can go see and touch as much as possible.
That's so true. So like when you're doing your AdWords, you know, make sure you're focused on the services that you want to provide in the location you want to provide them. You've got your website set up with stories of doing jobs similar to the ones that you're advertising for to create the ad extensions, because that's going to increase your ad rank, decrease the cost, and increase the amount of conversions and people that go to your site. And boom, that's the magical formula in 5 minutes.
Wow, very good. So just go do that, Grant, and you'll be good.
It takes a lot of work. I'm doing it right now for a company, like front to back, and I've been working on it for 3 weeks, and I'm still tweaking it.
Well, and one of the things that you've done is spend a lot of time seeing what searches are being done and what like the keywords most people are searching and some of those kinds of things, and figuring out how to create those extensions that you're talking about based on that research.
Totally. And you have to think in the mindset of like, what is the potential client searching for? What do they think of, like drone video service? Or do you want to know someone who's more literate, you know, aerial photography services, you know? So another thing that I would recommend for him is sign up on Thumbtack or Dronebase, you know, in his local area. Thumbtack has a lot of great opportunities.
Sure.
So does Dronebase. I mean, we know that.
Cool.
That being said, I think that's pretty succinct, pretty clear way to do it. I just want to follow up with, guys, don't forget, this is the year of working on your business and really pushing ahead of the competition, so that if you are a DroneU member, that competitive advantage really, really dives in deep. That being said, join us. If you're not a DroneU member, this is going to be the time to join. So make sure you join DroneU or check out our book. Go to DroneUbook.com or TheDroneU.com. By the way, the business collective, the mastermind group that we're doing, we're going to do this for free for all of our members. But this is going to be the only time we do it for free, because we really want to focus on how can we create the best mastermind group. And the masterminds are the guys that are not the ones just listening to all the information and like, oh, I could do this, oh, I could do that. They're the ones doing.
Right.
And I think that in the world of the internet age and success, one thing that I have noticed is that the people who are successful are those that do. Period.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's kind of goes without saying, if you're not doing, you're falling backwards.
Yeah, I don't know what you're doing, but anyway. Well, guys, that's gonna do it for us today. Please do us a favor, share this podcast or share the book with someone so that we can progress the industry as a collective. We're really excited about that. We're really excited to be a part of this industry and to be a part of it with you. Anyway, guys, that's gonna do it for us today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask DroneU.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge, We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.